Cast at FuelCastTV.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Thursday, February 20th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. Got a couple of text messages here. Phyllis downstate. That interview with Chris Long just helped me to decide to vote for him on Saturday to be the next vice chair, grassroots Michigan Republican Party. Thank you, Phyllis. If you guys would like to share that podcast, just text me Chris, and I'll send you the link to it. You can share it with people. Chris said he plans to email it to the voting delegates and alternates. But please, please, please share it. Text me Chris, and I'll send it to you. Make sure you send it to people that are voting delegates or alternates going to the state convention. Phyllis, I just sent it to you. Here's why we need to take our movement, our radio family, our grassroots patriots. I've been talking about education. I've been talking about all of the information that I believed you guys needed to learn and know. Took the time and the money to learn how to teach Robert's Rules of Order. Many of you attended the classes. We may be teaching more of those in the future here when the weather gets nicer. Educating people about Robert's Rules of Order or public meetings. You go to your local school board, you go to your township, you go to your county commissioners meetings. You need to see the agenda. You need to understand the process. We teach you guys that. We also start talking about being a precinct delegate, being involved in your county Republican Party. Many of you are precinct delegates. The thing of it is, you have to understand, people want to be engaged. You want to be part of the civic process in your community. You want to know who your elected officials are. You want to know how and what they are doing. But you don't know where to get the information. You don't know how to learn about it. Well, that's the basis of this show. That's been our mission from day one. And by educating people, they then become informed, engaged, and then they can share the information with others. That's what we need to do. The only problem is not everybody can listen 9 to noon Monday through Friday. That's why the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, has podcasts on it. You can go to the podcast, listen on demand anytime you want. You need to tell people they can do that. You want to share a podcast? Just go there, copy the link, and you can do it on your cell phone. Go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, right now, while you're listening, and click on podcast. You want that half hour interview with Chris Long? Just go down to hour two, segment one. Today's date, 2025, 2/20, February 20th, hour two, segment one. You do that, and then hold your thumb on the link to the podcast you want. It'll pop up and ask you if you want to copy the link address. You copy the link address and you go ahead and then paste it in a text message to somebody or send them an email. Paste it into your email, paste it into your text message, and hit send. It's that simple. Now, if you don't understand what I just told you, call me after the show. Or, better yet, you want this Chris Long interview? Text me Chris. I'll send you the link. It's all about getting information out there. And just like Chris Long talked about, they took the time to learn the process. They took the time to learn political strategies, messaging, how to find candidates to run for these seats, how to get out there, convey the information to the voters, put up signs, knock on doors, run some ads, do whatever you got to do, get your people elected. It's the only way, folks, you can make change in your community. This whole thing is a process. This is what we're about. This is what we do. This is why I just personally endorsed Chris Long to be the new grassroots vice chair. It needs to happen statewide. And if you help us on Saturday get him elected, you heard his commitment. He's single. He has a job. He has the ability to travel around the state of Michigan. He can come to your county, identify projects that need to be defeated. Learn how to take out the politicians that are voting for this garbage and remove them from office. They're not acting in the best interests of your community. Then it's time to replace them. And you need to know how to do it. So, anytime somebody says, how do you know all this stuff? I listen to Trucker Randy's show. His website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcast. Listen anytime. On demand. The only thing I joke about is warn people. They call me crack radio because you'll get addicted to the show. Number two, don't listen late at night. I don't want your blood pressure up. I want you guys getting good sleep. Don't listen late at night. Go to bed, get some sleep. There's always tomorrow morning. But that's what we do. We are in a process, and we totally support the right thing being done by the right people for us, we the people. And if you're not going to do the right thing, you're going to line the pockets of these politicians with hundreds, if not millions of dollars, we're not interested. You sacrifice to be a public servant. You listen to the people. You're a county commissioner, you got to listen to the county. Now, they'll claim they listen to their local districts. No. You're voting to do something to a county. Cliff Cellini texted me, Alpena County built a $20 million jail. He said, I'd be willing to bet that your county commissioners are saying we're building more beds than we need because we can take in prisoners from surrounding communities. We'll make money on this jail. Yep, absolutely right, Cliff. They said that. They said it at public meetings. Well, if everybody builds a new jail, who's going to need prisoners in other counties' jails? I mean, it's insanity, people. I personally claim that when they build this building, this new safety center jail, they're going to put the commissioners who voted for it and the county administrator's name on it. It will be called the Heffron, Van Alstine, Helwig, and Scott Safety Center. Non-elected county administrator wants to build it. Well, we shall see. We will keep you informed as we go. Again, if you know anybody that lives in Antrim County, please give them my number and tell them to give me a call. We need volunteers immediately. Unfortunately, I have to leave for Detroit tomorrow and Saturday, but Sunday afternoon, I'll be getting signatures. I'll be passing out these sheets to people that will help us get them. I personally took 50 sheets with 10 signatures per sheet, 500 signatures of the 2,700 I will be responsible for. If we fall short, it's going to be on me. We've got other volunteers working. We're excited. We're going to get this done. We're going to challenge them. They're going to put it on the ballot, and we'll see who wins. One short story I was following regarding Michigan State Police, their union. Complaints filed by two Michigan State Police unions about bonuses given to the department's top officers were dismissed without even a hearing. Kurt Weiss, Executive Secretary of the Board of Ethics, in a letter regarding the complaint against Colonel James F. Grady II, Lieutenant Colonel Amy Brimacombe, failed to describe evidentiary facts supporting allegations that either officer violated the personal gain standards. The complaint fails to allege facts that Grady and Brimacombe had any care or control over personal resources, property, or funds that they use contrary to the applicable constitutional, statutory, regulatory procedures for their own personal gain. The case was dismissed. Union bosses, not going to be charged with anything. That story is now put to bed. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for today on this Thursday. One of the things that we strive for is sharing information about things that directly affect our area, state of Michigan. We're Michigan News, Michigan Politics. We try not to do a lot about Washington, D.C., President Trump, Elon Musk, Doge, Senate confirmation. I know all about those things. I follow the news like many of you do. But I really dive into and focus on Michigan news and Michigan politics. The Michigan Public Service Commission gave conditional approval to the Canadian-based Enbridge Energy Plan to replace a segment of Line 5, the pipeline. Well, it was challenged. It went to court. The appeals panel affirmed the lower court ruling. In a published opinion yesterday, the court held that the Michigan Public Service Commission issued a comprehensive and detailed opinion as to why the panel found that they should support the plan by Enbridge. And the court then said, because of that opinion, they see no basis for overturning the lower court's decision. The commission acted reasonably. When you look at the actions and the rulings as a whole, read the opinion from judges Michael J. Kelly, Anika Letica, and Randy J. Wallace. Back in April of 2020, folks, do you realize that's almost 5 years ago? Enbridge filed an application asking the Michigan Public Service Commission to authorize its plan to replace a segment of Line 5. And in December of 2023, over 3 years later, the Public Service Commission conditionally approved the application. Well, a number of entities, including the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians, Michigan Environmental Council, the National Wildlife Federation, and many more, challenged that approval, arguing that the Michigan Public Service Commission barred any evidence related to whether there is a public need for petroleum products which is transported through Line 5. and whether they should rely on alternative methods of transporting the products as being feasible. Oh my God, are you kidding? You want 2,512 tankers being pulled by a semi-tractor with a driver traveling through the UP, crossing the Mackinac Bridge, coming down I-75 to 69, making a left, and going over another bridge, the Blue Water Bridge in the Sarnia, where the petroleum products get refined and shipped back into mid-Michigan in the form of gasoline and diesel. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, you want this moved by semi-trucks. Or by rail. Or by whatever other method you could possibly think of. This is what they, these groups, wanted the Michigan Public Service Commission to consider as alternatives as opposed to building a tunnel in rock, drilling rock for a tunnel, putting the tunnel through the rock, encasing it in concrete, where this pipeline could be protected from the elements below the bedrock of Lake Michigan. You got to be kidding me. Well, finally, the MPC, the Michigan Public Service Commission's opinion approval was upheld in court. State Representative Dave Preston, Republican from Cedar River, said today's opinion just underscores what we've already known about Enbridge's plan to relocate Line 5 pipeline beneath the Straits of Mackinac. Again, it was substantiated and absolutely approved. It is the safest and most efficient way to ensure continued access to the stream of reliable energy for Michigan homes and businesses. Those of us who live in rural communities know that the Attorney General's crusade to shut down the pipeline was never realistic. The court made it abundantly clear today. Enbridge did its job, submitted a common sense proposal to make the pipeline safe, and the left-wing activists, empowered by the activist Attorney General Dana Nessel, still continued to try to shut them down. The news comes a day after environmentalists sounded the alarm that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers may be roping the permitting of Line 5 into President Trump's emergency energy order in order to speed up the domestic production of fossil fuels. Army Corps of Engineers working with Donald Trump to make us energy dominant. We will export more oil into the pipelines across the world. Prices will drop. It's coming, people. Success for Enbridge. They win in court. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Thursday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriot.